This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Live on location, and it's kind of the launch of the WOKV Jacksonville's Morning News College Campus Tour, Christine. We were saying we really need to get into our community more, and especially to the college campuses, to talk to the next generation of leaders and make sure that we are connecting with them, because we're employers in this community, and other employers in this community want to hear who the emerging leaders will be in the community. Just so happens that today is Market Days here at UNF, and this is a tradition here every other week or so where employers come together and have a chance to kind of talk about their businesses. It's a chance for fellow UNF students to gather, learn more about each other, and take advantage of the opportunities that are right in front of them. And as parents, I know that we're always leaning on our kids and saying, take advantage of the opportunities, lean in. We've got a sales manager in our building, Bob DeBloy, who says, life is a lead, so go live it. And we're joined by a student who is like living proof of that, because not only did Abraham Ovalle get involved in 4 career-defining internships and landed a full-time accounting job before even graduating. First of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us. Share your story. How did you take advantage of the opportunities that were made available to you here at UNF?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I think, honestly, it really just started with leveraging all the resources and organizations that UNF offers. So taking advantage of things like career fairs, student organizations, being able to go out into social networking events, shaking hands, meeting new people. I think doing that at such an early point within my academic career path really paved the way for me being able to secure a lot of those internships. And I think, you know, unfortunately, I see a lot of students get into their last semester at UNF and they're still struggling to find internships or full-time opportunities. And so for myself, I didn't want to find myself in that opportunity later down the road. So I thought to myself, you know, let's get as much experience in as many places as possible before I do graduate, so that I have an idea of what field I want to go into once I do graduate.
So, how did you choose UNF?
Honestly, I'll start first. I think the size played a big factor into it. It's a small, tight-knit little community, and I think the fact that the classrooms are so small, you get more personal one-on-one time with professors. You're able to make friends easier. You're able to form those study groups easier. I feel like for me, that played a huge catalyst to my growth here, both as a student and as a professional. So I think the small-knit size of UNF was a very important factor into my success here. So, yeah.
You were part of that group of students who, you're probably on the edge of that group of students who were affected by the pandemic. How has that shaped the career paths of your colleagues?
I think really, I mean, the pandemic, I mean, it opened up a lot of different opportunities and ideas to a lot of people. I mean, obviously working from home remote was a proven concept outside of the pandemic that came from that. But I think outside of that, just being able to adapt to different changing life circumstances in general, and just being able to pivot and then adapt to change is such a big important rule that a lot of people need to be able to become comfortable with. And I think the pandemic really showed people how to be able to be both like an effective person, both at home and then in person as well. So I think having the remote kind of lifestyle play into a lot of people's lives really shaped a lot of people's different careers, not only just myself, but yeah.
You want to be a tax accountant. When did you know that numbers were your thing?
Yeah, so it's funny enough because growing up, numbers really wasn't my thing per se, but I think as I started to learn more about finance and accounting, I think it really started to grab my interest a little bit more. And then so as I started to learn more about my degree path and my major, I mean, you really just realized, you know, finance and accounting is really just, at least on the accounting side, it's all just addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. You know, it's not like hard quantum equations or weird algebraic variables or formulas they have to memorize. So I think for me, on the tax side, being able to really help a lot of people do their taxes and then provide a value for them to be able to just help them with their tax activity, I think is something for me that was just very rewarding. And I think something long term, a lot of students that I'm going to graduate with, hopefully in the future, they'll be like, hey, can you do my taxes? And I'll be like, hey, I'm the tax guy. So I think that's something that is very, very fortunate that I look forward to.
I was just going to ask if you would help your fellow students out and give them a deal on tax preparation.
I definitely could. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I was wondering if you brought your tax receipts here. Maybe he could do it, you know, during a commercial break.
Great. During commercial break? You can sift through the shoebox during the commercial break.
Yeah. Do you realize, and how have you been able to explore the depth of fintech here in Jacksonville? I mean, we're really on the cutting edge of it in the southeast United States, and I know UNF also is a big, big part of that. You're on the tax part of it, but I know the fintech industry really is huge here in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida.
Definitely, yeah. I think UNF, you know, they're really, really trying to expand their fintech footprint here at UNF, and I see a lot of students starting to venture into that field because it's a brand new field. You know, nobody's ever really, like, tapped into it per se, at least from, like, a college education perspective. So I think having a solid understanding of how, like, how fintech works as a young student and then being able to leverage that knowledge and then those resources early on, I think it's just going to help them set up for success later on down the road once it becomes a more integral part of, like, the business community within Jacksonville. So I think it's an up-and-coming growing field that a lot of students need to leverage and tap into.
Define for those who don't know what the up-and-coming field is, what fintech is.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just a combination of finance and then utilizing all sorts of integration with technology into that. So you think of companies like FIS, you know, they're a big like commerce company that helps other large corporations be able to manage their finances. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's really just it's fintech, it's finance and technology. So just being able to utilize both fields and sort of integrate them together in a way that's seamless, in a way that is productive, I think is just something that's very important. So.
Abraham, you're like a lot of us. We came from somewhere else, but this is now our home. Will this be your home going forward? Do you envision yourself staying here?
Definitely. I think long term for me, I definitely envision myself giving back to the UNF community, especially to the graduating students here in the future classes, just being able to help out those that were in my shoes when I was a sophomore, when I was a freshman, and being able to give them those tips, that knowledge, that extra resources that I didn't have when I was coming here through UNF. So I think long-term, definitely, I envision myself being able to give back to the Osprey community. So that's something that's very fulfilling for me, fortunately.
You know, I dropped the Osprey. I haven't heard a good swoop from anyone yet. We should have gotten some of the other. Can I get one from you?
Swoop!
There we go. Yep. Look and listen for the name Abraham Ovalle into the future. He will be a tax accountant before too long and looks to not only do our taxes, but maybe even our financial consultant here on WOKV. But employers out there, be looking for this guy. He is an up-and-comer in the community. Thanks for visiting and sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.